How to build a reading habit that actually sticks. How to build a reading habit that actually sticks. How to build a reading habit that actually sticks. Most people treat reading like a hobby they start in January and abandon by February. They save articles for later. They read on their phone during a commute. They tell themselves they will read the next day. This cycle repeats until the save pile grows and the reading stops. The goal is not to read more books. The goal is to read consistently without feeling like a chore. You need a system that removes friction. You need a routine that fits your life. You need tools that help you remember what you saved. This guide shows you how to build a habit that lasts. Why your current approach fails. Saving an article is not reading. It is collecting. Many users confuse the two. They fill their library with hundreds of links. They feel productive because they have content to consume. But if they never open those links, the content creates debt. They owe themselves attention. That debt builds up until they feel overwhelmed. They delete the app or stop saving. Time is the second killer. If you say you will read when you have free time, you will not read. Free time is scarce. You will choose social media or sleep instead. You need a scheduled block. You need to treat reading like a meeting with yourself. If you do not have a specific time on the calendar, you will not do it. The third issue is your device. Reading on a phone while walking is bad for focus. Notifications interrupt your train of thought. Blue light strains your eyes. You cannot learn deeply on a small screen while multitasking. You need a dedicated space. You need a moment of silence. You need a device that puts the world away. The minimal viable reading habit. Stop trying to read for an hour. Start with 20 minutes. This is the sweet spot. It is long enough to enter a flow state. It is short enough to fit anywhere in a busy day. Pick one time. Do it every day. Same time. Same place. This is the core of the habit. You could read at 7 a.m. before work. You could read at 8 p.m. after dinner. Choose the time when you are most likely to be calm. Do not choose a time when you are rushing. Choose a place. Your bed is not the place. Your kitchen table is better. A dedicated chair works well. The environment tells your brain what to expect. When you sit in that chair, you know it is time to read. Do not bring your phone to this space. Leave the phone in another room. This removes the temptation to scroll. Start small. Read 20 minutes. If you finish early, stop. If you want to read more, great. But do not force yourself to read longer if you are tired. Consistency beats intensity. Reading 5 minutes every day is better than reading 5 hours once a week. Using Clip to surface content. You need articles to read. You do not need to hunt for them every day. Use the digest emails from Clip. This tool saves you time. It brings the right content to you at the right moment. Set up a daily digest. You get an email with a curated list of links. These are the articles you saved. They are organized by topic. You can skim the list quickly. You pick the ones that interest you. This prevents decision fatigue. You do not have to search for new content. You only review what you already saved. Read the email on your phone or desktop. The links open directly in your browser or app. This keeps you in your flow. You do not need to switch apps. You do not need to log into a different service. The digest acts as a gentle reminder. It says it is time to engage with your library. Use the digest to surface topics you want to learn. If you want to learn about productivity, save more articles on that subject. The digest will show you more of those links. You create a personalized feed. This ensures you always have something relevant to read. Weekly review practice. You must review your library weekly. This keeps the system clean. A messy library leads to inaction. You will not read articles you do not trust. You will not read articles you do not remember. Spend 30 minutes each week. Look at your saved links. Decide what to keep. Keep the articles that spark curiosity. Keep the ones you want to reference later. Delete the rest. Do not keep articles just because you save them. Keep them because they matter. Identify what to act on. Some articles require a change in behavior. You might need to try a new technique. You might need to read a specific chapter. Mark these for immediate attention. Move them to a separate folder or tag them. Archive the rest. Move completed articles to an archive folder. This clears your main view. It shows you what you are currently working on. It makes the library feel manageable. You will feel less pressure to read everything. This review process turns your library into a tool. It becomes a place of active knowledge. It stops being a graveyard of unread links. You respect your saved content by engaging with it regularly. Signs the habit is working. How do you know it works? Look for compounding knowledge. This is not about the number of articles you save. It is about what you retain and apply. The first sign is speed. You recognize terms faster. You understand concepts quicker. You connect ideas from different sources. This happens when you read regularly. Your brain builds stronger neural pathways. The second sign is application. You use ideas in your work or life. You share an article with a friend. You write a note based on something you read. This proves you process the information. You moved it from passive storage to active use. The third sign is enjoyment. Reading feels less like a task. You look forward to your daily block. You feel satisfied after finishing. This emotional shift is crucial. It means the habit has become intrinsic. You read because you want to. Final thoughts. Building a reading habit is about discipline and design. You must design an environment that supports consistency. You must use tools that reduce friction. You must review your progress regularly. Start with 20 minutes. Stick to the same time and place. Use digest emails to find content. Review your library weekly. Watch for signs of compounding knowledge. Do not aim for perfection. Aim for consistency. Miss a day? Just start again the next day. The habit survives on repetition. It does not survive on motivation. Motivation fades. Routine remains. Build the routine. Let the knowledge grow.